Welcome, my dear friends from all over the world. This is Maarten Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio, transmitting from BBS Radio Station 2 and from Finding Voices Radio in the Netherlands. People listening from all over the world with a special guest tonight with a lot of knowledge. He's young but very knowledgeable. His name is Arjen Schikkema. And Arjen has a background in mathematics, physics, biology, chemistry and environmental technology. In 2004, he did research in vegetable gardens near railroad tracks to investigate how heavy metals were spread in the soil and how they came there. He has made several discoveries since 2010 with the Creation Lightship, and other beings as well. In 2010, he discovered an implant in his physical body by declining the physical life very fast. The implant was at least 6,000 years old. In 2012, he discovered more than 50 barcodes in his physical body and then copy life after an alternate event from another parallel life to this, his current life. In 2015, he successfully brought gold with an organ blanket into a hologram, which is absorbable for the human body, and this can be used as a vitamin. Gold in this case will ground the body and clears the acidification of the body. Nowadays, he wants to market organ blanket with several metals such as gold, zinc and copper. The blankets can be custom made and they are used by the hour. He can also sell receptors and quantum nuclear heart receptors with an appropriate crystal which can affect the wearer in a positive way. Arcturian healings are cleanings done through a medium which are very advanced and suitable for clearing out any issue known and unknown to mankind. This week he is validating the working between the New Vision and Creation Lightship healings. New Vision, or Scalin, is holographic software which allows the operator to see what a person is going through, and the Creation Lightships is source energy with many light beings that are able to assist people to have very advanced healings. Using the data from the New Vision, he wants to set up a more advanced and in-depth healings with the Creation Lightship. In his crowdfunding project called Project Time Crash, he wants to crowdfund 55,000 euros. When he has raised this amount of money, he can buy and use holographic software, New Vision, and provide useful information how to proceed with the online clearings and the timeline crashes with the Creation Lightship. This includes clearing of emotions, feelings, traumas, abductions, fear, anxieties, pain, alien parasitic life forms, alien race attacks, barcodes, implants, and much more. Contact information is available on BBS Radio when you look to the announcement from today. And without further ado, Arjen, I want to heartily welcome you to the program. Hello.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening, my friend. It's so good to have you here. We met a couple of times in the north of the country with our dear friends who live there in the forest. And it's amazing to have this contact with you and to see what you're doing. So please start telling us how it all started with you and how this knowledge came to you and how you achieved the knowledge and your projects up until the day of today, and what your purpose is in this matter.
My real purpose is actually have a complete healing, and a complete healing is just not only from the physical body, but also from the spirit as well, along with the other bodies. And to accomplish this, I have to completely understand how we are working. And throughout my whole life, I actually developed a little bit through the media and this stuff. And I actually came in contact with the Arcturians in 2007. And these beings actually, they were flying over my house. And actually, they beamed a light to my head, and I was completely empowered. I have to imagine that this energy was so powerful, I was able to stay in this energy, and I could feel my body knows this energy. I'm a spirit there too. And I was so empowered, I wouldn't even fear anything at all, nothing. Because what you actually feel is just the pure empowerment of your spirit. And for me, it was just an unbelievable experience. And throughout this lifetime and other lifetimes, we have been, emotionally abused and other stuff. So we can hardly remember what we are. And secondly, it's in our ways very difficult to actually restore this and to become more spiritual, because the emotional body that we are actually living through is very complex to heal. And over time, I've been working with Acturians, and these beings are able to clear out more and more, and it is necessary because we all have implants and barcodes, and I found some stuff over the years, and even without their cooperation, I found those information, and I developed quite a new healing technique with the Croatian Lightship, and I shared knowledge with them as well. That's the first one. That's the first thing. The barcodes are actually pretty simple. Those barcodes are actually the most simple one is actually the abduction trauma barcodes, and these are included from the emotions that you're having that are going to the timelines. These are the abductions. Now, if you have the emotional body, it is definitely not only in this lifetime, but it also be going into another timeline. It will be copy pasted. Can you read me? Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand completely what you're saying. But why can't you explain what you mean by barcodes? You mean there are energetic codes that are put into our light body, or where are they?
These barcodes have a structure. This is like a barcode or something like a typical bar. It has a dark energy in it, and it's actually connected to the physical body. So it's actually somewhere connected. In this case, the abduction trauma barcode is typically connected to the abduction traumas and the trauma body here. So it's connected to the physical body and to these abduction trauma bodies and the trauma bodies. The mind of the body is connected to. The mind of the body is the doctor of the body. What you're having, you have your own doctor in your system. That is called the mind of the body. And you have also the mind of the spirit. It's also connected to that. The mind of the spirit is the blueprint, or the blueprint from your physical body, from the mind of the body. And it is therefore also the healer of your spirit. And these three elements, the body, the mind of the body, and the mind of the spirit, is typically those connections that are made to the barcode. And it sticks that way. And you cannot do the ascension. You can go through a horrible experience, let's say that. And these are typically done from a parallel life to this lifetime. Now, why does this happen? You see in the current media, you see sometimes movies that has been brought out to create fear. Now, what has to do with the barcode? The movie, but you actually see something like where there's a lot of fear in it, and terror, and trauma, and aliens coming here, destroying anything here, everything. That has to do with some timeline that is created in a parallel life and has to land it over here. Now, the timeline has not been set yet. And it has something, and that is also a relation between the abduction traumas and the traumas here. But if you want to do it quite correct, you have to put a barcode between the abduction traumas and the traumas here, So you would have the experience from the parallel lives over there to here. And the parallel lives are typically not positive, because you don't know, not always, what's happening there. You can have a typical another lifetime doing something, but it can also be a operation by the aliens, something like. And some bleed through can come over there to here, because you're connected to it.
So you're saying that we live in a multidimensional universe, and what can you tell us about parallel lives? Are they in simultaneous timelines happening in other places, or how do I imagine parallel life then?
You have to understand the emotional body first. The emotional body is this lifetime, and the emotional body carries on the charts what you're doing here. So let's say you are going to take a bike and you're going to bicycle. Yeah, you need an emotional body for that, because it's emotional. It's a movement. But let's say you have an incident, you know, you get a trauma, somebody's threatening you or something like, you get a trauma, you get fear. And all those energies is actually being put out to other lifetimes, because the energies needs to be copy-pasted into another lifetime. And the beings that are doing it, they gain their energy from it. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes they are also with an agenda or something, they are controlled too. They don't get energy from that in that case. But in the situation that you have an emotional issue or situation, you will get a lot of lifetimes then. So you would have a particular energy or an accident. Let's say that. An accident will create also a lot of lifetimes. You will create with emotional body, with a copy-pasted issue. And from that, it needs a body there too. So you would have a clone body then. The aliens will put you there in a clone body with an emotional issue in a parallel life, and it could be on a cloned Earth or a cloned planet. So you're living with that issue somewhere else, doing completely different. You don't know. And all those lifetimes are accumulating. So if you have if you're running a lot of lifetimes, parallel lifetimes, it's not very beneficial, because your spirit is there too, and you need your spirit here to do the ascension. That's really important to know, because your spirit is also, the spirit part leaves when you have an emotional issue. You feel powerless, you feel vulnerable, or you don't feel safe. People have those issues. Fear or something like anxiety, pain. All those issues are typically all into those timelines in the parallel lives.
Yes, Arjen, that's very interesting, and I understand the picture. Now, you have created some healing modalities in your last couple of years of discovery and research. You speak about organized and creation lightship. Can you describe what New Vision is and what Creation Lightship's healings are?
New Vision, that is the use of the software with a hologram. And actually it uses your name, birth date and birthplace to hook into you. And from there you can find any information like emotions, feelings and traumas, what you've been going through. And actually, it brings actually the whole database of you from your whole past. The emotions are working in the past, and it's unlimited where it actually ends. Now the software itself uses a mathematical formula for this to actually calculate what you're actually sending out through your emotions into the hologram, And this is very important because people are responding to the hologram, to you. So if you clear an issue out, people are going to act differently, or your situation will be different. Yes?
Yes, please continue. And also describe the quantum nuclear heart receptor.
Okay, I'm not finished yet. The hologram is actually two-dimensional. The reason that you're actually seeing this world is three-dimensional, because you have the layers from the two-dimensional world, from the issues, stacking up each other. So you would make a matrix effect. And this actually matrix effect looks like as a total, an emotional body fence. It's like a huge fence. When you see a fence, you know what I mean. It's actually emotional issues connected to each other, very far, very deep. And people can have, well, I've seen a lot of issues with people, but I've seen a lot of issues. Someone can have up to, let's say, if you have one particular issue with a new vision, you can check out the first issue, which is on the screen. You can have the first screen, and that particular issue that's in the first row, let's say, not the first screen, that's up to 27 issues. Now, what you can do is, you need the first issue to check it out. When you do that, you can actually see the second screen. There's also 27 issues. But that's a very small part. But actually, when you see that, you actually see actually how big it is and how large the issues are. And it goes way deep. It's like taking an empty bucket and go to the sea and actually take the water out, and the water fills it up again. It's just like this. The software can actually allows you to see very deep into the emotional body and look all for these issues. And for this, I want to combine the new vision along with the Croatian Lightship, which is actually a station for light beings and doing advanced healings, to actually integrate and to do very advanced healings. Now, to do this, I can set up the healing. You can ask also free demos. You can ask me for this on the contact page, timelinecrash.tk. You can fill in a contact form, and you can ask me about this. And then I will get back to you on that. Yes?
Yes, wonderful. Can you explain more about the Croatian Lightship, my friend?
Yes, that's a source manifestation center. I came in contact with the light beings in 2010. And initially I contacted the person, of course, and I was going through some strange issues there. And I was unable to find it, what it was. The person could not find it either, and I had to call him back a few times, and then he was saying, "You've got some implants." That's strange. But I actually did the removals, and it actually took the light beings approximately 120 minutes to take one implant out. Now it turns out that these implants were actually 6,000 years old. Now, you can actually say that's a long time, but we are a long time here on this planet. You know, many people are actually here for thousands of years. And you don't know what your previous life is. How long do you know how long you're here? You don't know. And the information that I've been using, the healings, were very beneficial. It was very very good to do the healings, and this was actually a good start to begin with the Croatian Lightship. And I've done many healings after that too, body rejuvenation, The body rejuvenation is actually a typical healing that is going through your spirit as well. The light beings are performing the session, and you actually log into the page. You actually set up the healing. You actually want a complete healing, of course, and you actually put in what you want to have cleared out. For example, the lymphatic system, or the respiratory system, the nervous system. All of these systems are actually in the drop-down box. You can select them. And actually, you can set up multiple screens and actually have a healing, for example, the spirit part, the body part, spirit-body integration. And then you have the body blueprint removal, and then you have the spirit infusion. Now, that's the first body rejuvenation that I know. And the second one is the body rejuvenation with the timeline crash. And that's the same print, the same structure, but you're doing with the timeline crash. It also works. So,
yes.
Can
you explain what a timeline crash means?
The timeline crashes are the healings from the emotional body. So you do with the healing with a light chip or with a light being. You clear out the emotional body in this lifetime. So that's from your the current date to your birth date, for example. And I said before, you have the many other parallel lifetimes, and you do those timeline crash. You do that. And the timeline crash is actually that issue that has been taken into those parallel lifetimes. Now, if you take that back, that issue back, that is what is called a timeline crash. Now, the timeline crash involves a lot of issues. It's not only just an emotional issue. You also clear out the underground governments that have in contracts with you. You also clear out particular alien inner earth energetic pools that are not beneficial for this planet and also not beneficial for you. You also clear out particular combined timeline crashes, satellites along with it, programming along with it. You can take out the alien race that is involved, negative alien race, and actually bring back this issue and clear it out. And spirit will come to you, but if that happens, it will create a little struck, let's say that, because you have been going into those timelines, and if you are coming back, it will create something like a big struck, because your spirit is coming with you, and it create a very strong voltage. And you can also see some changes in the environment. Some people will. Well, they have said they see like a hole in the sky, because it's also cleared out. You don't have the clouds anymore, but they actually see a hole in the clouds because of the timeline crash. Those negative aliens have to disappear. They are being removed by the light beings, and it will create definitely a clear sky also. The environment also will be cleared out for ascension. Yeah.
Right. You speak about several timelines. Now, what does it mean if a parallel timeline crashes?
Yeah, timeline crash is.
The word crash.
The crash.
Yes.
The timeline itself, it's being removed.
Right.
You get out.
You speak about negative timelines here.
You've also have what can I say? You have the issues along with those timelines, but you can also have negative. They're never beneficial to you at all. That's the way I see it. And if you have positive emotions, they also are into those timelines, and they have issues along with them. Let's say if you have lots of fun every day, but you're going to those timelines as well. and it will create, well, a positive effect maybe for you for a particular time, but you are actually split off from your spirit there too. So you need those parts from your spirit back here with you. It's good to have fun, of course, but you need to clear those out. And if you're going through the ascension time, it might not always be obvious that you need to clear out, but at some time, the issue itself has been serving you for a particular time, but not always. At that time that you need it to clear out, that issue is going to bother you. It's going to hurt you in some way, and you need to clear that issue out. I can give you an example. I have had a healing for a particular coding in my DNA that concerns codings for birthing, for having children, something like. You know, is that an issue? Well, it can. Is it needed for healing? Yes, it's needed for healing at a particular moment, because if it's blocking you for development, it needs to be cleared out. It's something like a particular mind energy that's blocking in your DNA, emotional issues, whatever, codings. And when it happens in your DNA, it starts to turn down. It's like a corkscrew or something, like a screw itself. You turn that not open, but you turn it down. And when you turn it down, there is no energy flow in it. And when there's no energy flow in it, it becomes painful. You cannot have the flow in it, and you're gonna have problems with your system. So in that case, the issue has to be removed, and the DNA can actually be activated again to its normal, how it should be. And you can have then your spirit with you along with the DNA, and you can do the ascension then with your spirit along with your body.
It's very interesting, really very interesting. Now let's speak about gold and the metals that you use, like zinc and copper, in the organites that you make.
Yeah, the organ blankets. Yeah. Yes. I bought a book 6 years ago about Wilm Reich, about the organ accumulator. Actually, I was interested because many people received healings with this, some people with cancer. And I was interested because, well, it sounds good, you know, accumulating zero-point energy or argon energy in it. In 2014, I actually started building one. And I decided to actually look for good material. And actually decided not to take cotton wool or something like, or something like linen. No, I decided to take something like sheep wool, and the best sheep wool you can get. And the sheep wool that I took was a merino sheep wool. Now, why did I do that? Because merino sheep wool contains a lot of lanolin. Lanolin is actually a oily substance that is actually a lot in the merino sheeps. Merino sheeps has a lot of lanolin oil in it, in their fur. So I definitely wanted to use that. But what I did start is I could use actually copper in it. That's not what I did. I make a decision and actually decided to use some gold. It's actually not very expensive if you do that, because you have a typical gold wire, and this gold wire is actually very, very thin. So gold actually goes by the price, and in 100 euros, well, you have a 5 meters of strong gold, good working gold that actually works in the blankets. So when I'm making the layers, and you build several layers, like a steel wool, sheep wool, and you do this four times. Well, you have a reasonable blanket then. But then I took the gold in it, and it would deliver a greater healing. And that means the lanolin works with the gold, but through the reflections and the accumulating effect of the blankets, it will go into the hologram. And that means if you have the molecule itself, the lanolin and the gold, if you have those molecules apart, you cannot consume that. Yeah, you can take that orally, but you will not have the benefit of it. You don't eat gold, you don't eat lanolin. So actually what you actually can say about the blankets is actually concentrating the lanolin through the steel wool, and the gold is along using, or it's participating in this effect too. It's mm-hmm. also brought into the hologram, and it will be reflected by the steel wool over and over again. So four times, let's say that, if you have four layers. So mm-hmm. at the point of the when it goes out under the blankets, there is a stainless steel wire mesh. It will be reflected from there. So you have there gold in hologram and the lanolin in hologram. Would you make contact with a particular blanket, or you would have a healing in perhaps 15 minutes? Because the molecules that are in the hologram, the lanolin, and the atoms of gold, they will go through your skin, through your clothes as well, and actually reestablish the balance in your body. And typically, lanolin is a very good working molecule for your system. It typically works with the endocrine system. And I've done, well, three times I did this with the blanket. I lay down under the blanket, and when you lay down under the blanket, you would receive definitely a healing. And you're going to be cleared out definitely in away from the endocrine system, the hormonal system. The lanolin is actually hooking up to your system, and it delivers out more contact with your spirit as well. And it also clears out some energies that are from the parallel lives. And that's very little, but it's present. And the gold actually clears out the acidification and also grounding you. So these are very important parameters along with that. But the lanolin has another aspect there too. The lanolin itself has a good effect on the skin. When people have skin problems, you can definitely use the blanket for this. It definitely works like that. So that's in a nutshell the working of the gold blanket. Would you have something like a zinc or copper? It would have a different working. I mean, it's the metals itself are different. And would you have zinc? You can use that too. It definitely would have a different experience in it. I don't tried it yet. But I can make one and find out for myself how it actually works in the same count for copper or perhaps another metal. So that's the blankets for now. These are the blankets, and you can make also accumulators from them. But these are definitely the blankets themselves are accumulators. They are sending out the energy and concentrating and sending it out.
Yes, you're also sending receptors and quantum nuclear heart receptors. What are these?
These are also healing devices in a different way. The nuclear receptor is typically a receptor that is allowed to restore you more. With appropriate color of the stone, it actually has a dish with the pyramids on it, and actually can filter out from the environment extreme low frequencies, electromagnetic vibrations, radiation, and actually when you have a particular stone that you need, you can put it on the receptor and you actually use it for healing, like emotional healing or something that you actually need to do, something that the crystal would be fit for you, that you are testing very strong with. So it is something like the receptor is like a charging up your body, and this charging up would allow you to have more healings there too, but also you would feel better. And the one with the projectors are a little bit different. These are discharging your body, and these can have different effects. And these are can also be used for healing, but you use first one of these receptors. You can also try the quantum nuclear hard receptor, and these are for charging up your body as well as healing. And the projectors are definitely for discharging your body, because your body is charging up but also needs to discharge. And I forgot to mention that the blankets are typically for the charging up your bodies.
Yes, because of all the electromagnetic fields around us, from electronic devices, Wi-Fi, UMTS, you name it, we need to decharge, right?
Yeah, these energies will be blocked. It is the receptor has a particular filter in it, and these energies will be blocked. And sometimes you see you have on the front you have pyramids, and these pyramids they can allow the energies going through. But sometimes these lines are being disrupted. No, I don't know whether it's some particular energy doing it, but I've seen some strange things happening if you're gonna use those. You know, it's some of these energies, you don't know what's in the environment, but these energies can trap the energies that are not beneficial for you and not having the healing. So when you see that on the front of the receptor, you can always you can see sometimes strange things happening. You know, the metal is going to it's going to be fluid, and on the back of the receptor you can see sometimes black spots because of the radiation.
Now, Arjen, can you tell me and the listeners what the Arcturians mean in your life, and tell us about the contact you have with the Arcturians?
I've had many healings with the Arcturians, especially in 2009. I was going through particular implants at the time, so I was almost near death, I could say that. And from that point of time, I decided to work with the Arcturians. And I was very lucky, because they had to do two types body transplants. I had typically something like in the spleen that has been removed, that the tissue was destroyed, the spleen has been removed and replaced by new tissue, and the nervous system has been removed as well and has been replaced by another tissue. It was a particular experience. I never forget it, because when they were working with you, you don't actually see them. Actually, I did not see them, but I could feel the work. No, I could feel the tissue being removed. I could feel that, and that was a I thought to myself, well, this is gives a strange feeling, you know, the tissue has been removed out of the brain, and they replace it with a new tissue. But when they do that, you can actually, well, what can I say? You're gonna restore yourself, and what's then it's going to happen? Your body's going into a shock, and that's not a nice experience because you think you're going to die, and that experience delivered out a whole lot of negativity out of the bodies. Because the system, the healing itself is very powerful, and when the negativity is going to expel from those bodies, you can have some, you can have some negative experience from that, because the body knows if you're dying or not, and in a particular state like a shock, it's actually saying to you, "I'm glad you took that decision." And this kind of shock is temporarily, and it will be over in a few hours. But from that point of time, I was relieved, because some of this stuff is very nasty, and yeah, the healing itself is very powerful. Yes. And from the time, I just decided to work more and more with these beings, and also more cooperation. Because they don't share the healings with you, but also the wisdom teachings, which is also great. The wisdom teachings are simply like, if you ask them a question, you can answer back, you know, and it's something like you want to produce, something like a, well, how can I optimize a argon blanket or something else? Or a light fusion healing chamber that I want to build.
What are the what is the role of the experience in our ascension process?
Yeah, I think they can do a lot. It's their role is maximized because they know about our issues. Very simple. The difference between sometimes the creation lightship healings and these healings is that let's say you took you have a barcode from the lightship that has been removed by the lightship. It took about maybe 600 minutes to do it, and Arcturian beings can do it perhaps in 30 minutes. The reason is these beings are also staying here in this realm. And for some particular reason, they decided to check on humans and actually find a healing methodology to heal us out. And that's very beneficial, because it's very efficient there too. Because when they start the healing, well, you actually can feel the energies working with you, but it's going very fast. I've had healings in 7 minutes, or after 7 minutes, and I've had a great spiritual progress after 7 minutes. It's very fast.
Yes. Yeah, I know that the Arcturians are very advanced beings.
Yeah.
And do you have any knowledge about the Pleiadians and the Sirians? You want to talk about the Sirians, for example, and the Pleiadians? What they do in our process to liberate the planet and to disclosure and the event?
Yeah, Sirians. I did not hear about much about them. Sirians. They could possibly be involved more in the healings in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
That has been done by also by a practitioner, and that was many years ago. I think they were involved there. I don't know, I'm not sure, but they could be. But that was also part of a, I think in Middle East, it was in Israel, and there was also a practitioner there, and it also involved with a lot of beings clearing out people there. That was in 1995. And somehow it stopped. It did not continue over there. And I think Syrians could be involved in that process there for the healings on humans. And the Pleiadians were involved here too, in the working of the nuclear receptor and the projector and many other stuff, along with the Andromedans. Because many people are working here, and if you want to do the ascension, you have to earn the money here for your living. It's going to be very difficult because you cannot spend the time simultaneously for these things. So the Pleiadians did some work, homework for us to develop the receptor so actually we can heal ourselves without thinking about too much about our health and have more healings so that we can actually continue to live.
Yes.
So, yeah, these beings are, the Pleiadians are possibly still here, I think. But I don't know whether I seen them this time. I don't know. I've seen the UFOs here. Also, a few months ago, I saw one actually not near my house, but actually when I was coming from my work, and actually saw actually a light, particular going around the road, and it has not a particular structure of a of an airplane or something, like it stood still there for a several minutes. And after a while, it went away. Now, this energy was actually benevolent, progressive, and it was a particular light being or a light ship, something like it. But it was actually masquerading as a something like a helicopter. So, there are many peaks that actually are here. Yeah.
It's beautiful to see those beautiful lights in the sky. And we have lights in the sky, we have signs on the ground, like the crop circles. I have the feeling that we are very close to some kind of breakthrough related to ascension or disclosure or the event. Many people are meditating today for world peace. We have reached the level of 144 hertz in the Schumann resonance, the heartbeat of Mother Gaia, Mother Earth. So what is your idea about the current geopolitical situation where we are at the moment?
It's a very good question. One of the things that I have experienced this far with the ascension time, like you're saying about the frequencies and this stuff, I've had, a few weeks ago, I've had an experience that I was able to see a few times a day, completely bleed-throughs from other lifetimes. So these timelines from the parallel lives were converted to here. They were not separated anymore. They were coming together. So what does it mean? So I was going to work, and every time I saw something, and I actually thought, or I experienced, it was happening before. So this was happening twice. Now, this was actually a few weeks going on, but I have bleed throughs throughout the day, and approximately three times a day. So actually, I have in such a day or a day, you have a bleed through from a particular issue or something like. And you have a particular experience over here that is coming together, and you have two experiences after it. So you have, let's say, you're going to work, and you actually say, well, this is what I've been doing like just 5 minutes ago or something like. You're doing this again. And it was happening many times, I can say, many times, but I've cleared out, so I don't have that particular timeline I don't have anymore. And about the geopolitical situations, it's very important because many timelines has been crashed, and it will actually open up more opportunities to have the ascension here. So what I can say is that the energies that are present here will not allow you easy to go into those timelines. You cannot go back. You know what I'm saying? So the governments that I want to have the more violent stuff and the fear and so, they don't have that much chance anymore. Because the Earth spirit is right now very powerful. I can feel that. I just today I could feel the energy going through my body, and it's like a it's not only a current, it's like an amperage going through my hands actually. It's very strong. Mm-hmm. And it also feels to me that there's more peace inside of me, and it will also happen to other people. Now when it does happen, you can have clearly more choice in this, to say I can choose light or can choose mind. The mind is more the emotional situations, and light is more from your spirit, heart-based. Now, and when it does happen here with the geopolitical situations, that they perhaps can do something that is negative, but it's also possible that it's also having more opportunities, what you're seeing right now, like Nasara perhaps, or what you've seen with Cash, the Cash Foundation. It's also very important information. So in that case, it will continue up, or actually go even further in ascension time, when we actually go further with the ascension. Now yes. this year as particular in November is a very strong energy. But when I go to the calls, conference calls on the Lightship, I will experience the energies from 2016. That will be that's in January. I will experience the energies here. They are coming here every month. I can experience those energies, and I can feel the difference in the power energies. And I think 2016 will be a lot more better than 2015.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the extreme weather we are experiencing worldwide? The flooding, the hurricanes, the drought in some places, the earthquakes, the earth changes in general, because there are a lot of earth changes right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes here, and actually not only above the earth, but also in the inner earth or below the surface. Well, most of the stuff is weather engineered by scientists. I've seen in 1995 on a cartoon that actually a lot of engineers and scientists were working with weather control apparatus. It's very strange to see that on a cartoon, but the scientists pointed out in the cartoon that they were using apparatus to control the weather, for control and domination over other people. Now you have that also here, to control weather, create weather situations. It's not always typically scientists doing this, not always, but also aliens can do that too. From a particular planet, they can also send a particular energy or beams here to create some particular weather pattern, like a hurricane or a storm. They can do that. What I do know is that if you have some particular energies in the sky, you can see in the clouds, you can see particular colors in them. I've seen very different colors, and some of them are blue. When you see actually the blue clouds in the sky, they have something like dropping out of them, some tentacles, energies. But they don't look very very nice to me. You can see them actually going out, and they look like what can I say, like a little bit of tentacles. These are typically life forms with a cloud on it, in it. Typically like a blue jellyfish energies, and these are typically also manipulating the weather here. It's not very good. So many beings here, aliens, alien life forms, scientists are also influencing the weather here. But also I found something recent, a recent discovery here, that was I'm actually living above a shuttle tunnel, or shuttle or a big tunnel. They're actually building here beneath the ground, approximately 2.5 miles down. They're actually building a tunnel beneath here, and the tunnel has been used for will be used for the governments for a typical transportation. Now these energies are, or these governments, the underground governments, are still building this. How this will result, I don't know, but it created some earthquakes here, and the source could be from those governments doing those well, the diggings beneath the surface. And this is happening everywhere on this planet. The governments are typically building those tunnels for their transportation, or building something beneath. You know, it's happening here. We have here in the northern province, we have earthquakes, simply as that. But it's not always due to the gas that has been extracted from the soils. Not always. And also another thing, the governments here, not always, not the particular the underground government, but the sideway government of the government that we know, have contracts with other companies here, also in this country, to make and build UFOs. So this government actually knows about what we have in, what in the Netherlands, perhaps in Netherlands, for sure. That they have contracts with the companies. Those companies have no names actually, but these companies actually perhaps getting the money from the governments, and they have no names. The companies have no names, and they were building UFOs. So, well, actually, if you're seeing UFO, or if you think you're seeing a UFO with a bright sky in it, or with a bright light in it sending out, it does not always mean it's ET. It can be a government there too.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yes. Very interesting. I didn't know about the underground tunnels in the north of the country. I knew about The Hague and the airport near Amsterdam that they were building underground tunnels, but I didn't know about the north of the country. Very interesting, Arjen.
Yeah.
Shall we have a little musical break so that you can drink a glass of water?
Yes, good.
All right. You want something from the 70s or the 80s?
80s.
Okay, music. Let me see. I will surprise you with something beautiful. All of you, my friends. Now let's see. Synthesizer. Okay. Tangerine Dream. 82 or 87?
87.
Okay, Tiger. Choose a number between 1 and 6.
Six.
Okay, here it comes. 21st Century Common Man, Part 2, Tangerine Dream. Beautiful. Good choice. All right, Ian. Now, could you share with us your vision for humanity, Mother Earth, and the nearby future, and of course express your dreams and also share your website and contact information in the coming 25 minutes and explain how you see things unfolding here on Earth and in our solar system and beyond.
Yes. There are people that are going to choose light, and choosing light, that I would mean they are going to do the ascension. It will be perhaps just a little bit, but it will steadily, it will grow. The audience will grow. That's for sure. On the other hand, there will be some part that will not do the ascension time, of course. It will create more strife within them, and this part will not do the ascension, that's for sure. I've seen many people actually come and go in this field. I mean, the conscious energy and ascension time, I've seen people come and go. So that's very fortunate for some people, but now you have more opportunities right now, so the chances are more greater you can do the ascension now. Also, other people that have not the awareness to create and being inspired by spirituality and the knowledge, having will develop their chances. So the ascension energies will be still coming in, and this development will still continue on that. So one part will do the ascension and the other part will not. But the other part that is not doing the ascension, it will be a very large part, for sure.
So what will happen to the people that will experience ascension, and what will happen to the people who will not experience ascension?
The people that are not experiencing the ascension stay in those timelines. Like I said, I experienced those bleed-throughs, but if that's happening to the people here, they would have very strange experiences. But if you do not know how to clear that out or how to deal with it, it will be a huge problem. Now remember, if you're having those timelines with the emotional issues, if you do not know what's happening there, how do you know what you're doing here? Because this life is actually a product from all those timelines, parallel lives, etc., etc. So you need, for these people, if they are unaware, they need to speed up with the knowledge, and that will be very difficult then. Especially if you are not in the now. And in the now is also a particular timeline. In the now, it's a timeline we are in your spirit, and actually not having the issues with you. You have your spirit with you and not your issues, then you're in the now, and you're living in the past if you're having issues. And you will not having the ascension time then, if you are living in the past. It will be difficult, because you're not in the now. You're just staying in a continuous mind loop.
Yes. What kind of things can people do, and what kind of healing techniques can people use to help them to be on the timeline of ascension and to be in the now?
Yeah, it's very important. You can visit my site, timelinechrist.tk. There are definitely free healings at first. I believe 17 healings. The very very popular healing is the gray skies clearing. When people do that, they will feel better. They have a clearing around their chest or the crown chakra, something in the heart. And sometimes you feel also energy is leaving your head, and you will have more peace. That is one of them. Also, the emotional body clearing is very important to clear it out. Because the emotional body is very important to do this, to clear it out for the ascension. Because if you clear it out, you will feel much better. You have more peace, more spirit with you. Or you can do it with the light ship, creation light ship. Or you can also, if you want to do it really good, you can also ask New Vision. You can go to newvisionusa.com, ask for a free demo. Go to the psychology set, psychology and emotions, and actually check out what your emotional issues are. And then go from the first issue and check it out what those issues are connected to the first. You're going through and go as deep as you want or need. And come back to me with the screenshots, and I can actually set up a complete healing for this. Now this takes a lot of time to do that, but it's possible to do it. If you're going to do that, you will have a definitely a greater healing, because I can pinpoint where the issues are. It's for me very easy to see only not only what he's going through, but I actually can pinpoint to the online clearing what needs to be removed. And sometimes the software, this case, does not always give more information about what's happening right now, but I can. And that's also a benefit. And of course, doing the Arcturian healings is also very beneficial. It's always good to do it. It's done by a medium, but it's good. If you want to know some more about it, you can go to my website, timelinecrash.tk, fill in the contact form, and I will get back to you on that. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, how do you see the further situation with the Earth, where the environment is changing, the weather is changing, and how do you see the controlling elite versus the awakened humanity? And do you see any change in the arrest, the possible arrest, or a changeover in government? What is your idea about it?
About those governments, they can have a hard time, I believe. if the situation is going to, well, let's say if someone is given out of free information for free energy or something like, and people are becoming more creative and being more creative and proactive, that's very important. You can change a lot. Don't forget that. And the politicians will be having far more difficulties then. They will have to leave. If you're doing the ascension, like with the lightship or whatever, or with the Arcturians, you clear an issue out. When you clear an issue out, the persons that are surrounding you, or were surrounding you, they stay in the mind, but they cannot contact you anymore, because you're not running that issue with them. When you have this life here, with the civilians and the governments, the civilians have decided to take to choose minds. Now that does mean that you actually choose minds, but also you have the governments, and there's all this stuff will form around it. But if you decide to choose light and become proactive in ascension time, those governmental bodies, and all the governments, and all these people that are choosing for the mind energy and darkness, they have to leave. They cannot contact you anymore. They cannot court you anymore. They cannot send your energy out anymore. They cannot see you anymore. That's the biggest difference. You have to know if you're during the ascension time. You're during the ascension. You clear yourselves out. The people going to respond to that. Sometimes with anger. And that anger means they want to reestablish the energy they had with you. But they don't know what they're doing. And at that point, they become angry with you. They want to court you, or they want to actually hook up with you. And that's no good. But at that time, you see, if it's happening, it will not work. Unless you have an emotional issue running with them, then it will be hooked up. Then you will be hooked up again. But if it's in the case for ascension time, like this, people have still a chance, and they have a lot of possibilities to do the ascension. And when it happens. The governments have no chance at all.
I believe so too, and maybe you could, in the last couple of minutes, share your prayers and your wish for humanity and your love, the way you would like to see things developing in the near future.
Oh yes. Well, I see it as a good advice. You can connect with other people as well during your ascension time, but also spend your time with your spirit, because that's the greatest thing you can experience with ascension time, and making those connections with your spirit is very important. And doing those clearings along with it makes that connection much greater, and you have more chance for the ascension time and have a greater life, more abundance, more prosperity, and more job offers if you are willing to, you know, and of course greater health.
Yes. And Arjen, if people want to book a session with you, they go to timelinecrash.tk, and then what do they do?
They can go to the contact me tab, and you can fill in your name, email, and there is a message box, and you can type in a message wherever you want, and I will get back to you on that. And whatever you are going through, or what the problem is, I can find it out what it is, and find a proper solution for it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to play a little healing song at the end. And so, my dear friend, I want to thank you for your time here. You are a young man with a lot of abilities and an enormous amount of knowledge. And I feel very inspired by everything that you do. And I feel very much connected to you as a friend and as a co-worker in the ascension field. Are there any last things you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you. I feel the same about this too. Listeners, I have dealt with many problems, but if you are willing to, you can solve this actually pretty good. If you're having problems with the life, it's always, and it can be solved by the modalities that I'm offering. That's very important, because not always people are finding solutions for the problems. Well, that actually can be easily solved.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually I want to share with the people, and sharing knowledge is very important, because the problems from now are the solutions for tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I think you have many things to offer. And let's plan another radio show in a couple of months where you can share more knowledge and explain your project you're working on and how far you are with your crowdfunding project and the things you want to achieve. So, Arjen, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in and wish everybody lots of light and love, and have a wonderful weekend. Namaste to all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.